Hvis I havde lejlighed til at høre nogle af forårets radioprogrammer fra Frankrig, fra Normandiet, så ved I, at vi blandt andet besøgte Claude Monet i den forbindelse. Ikke ham selv, han var død for mange år siden. Men det hus, som han byggede i Giverny, hvor han skabte sin have, hvor han malede alle sine malerier. I hvert fald dem, som er blevet verdensberømte. Men der var en ting, der var meget specielt ved lige præcis det sted. Det var, at der var ingen af hans malerier. Jo, et par stykker. Men der var stort set ingenting. Til gengæld så var der en lille eksklusiv udstilling, som gjorde opmærksom på samhørigheden mellem netop den franske impressionisme og den, som var opstået i USA, i særdeleshed omkring Chicago. Så man nu er i Chicago, og til jer, der måtte finde på at tage til Chicago, så tag lige at stoppe op en eftermiddag. Man siger godt nok, det vil tage 3 dage at gå hele udstillingen igennem. Det er måske lidt overkill. Men i hvert fald en eftermiddag at gå indenfor på The Art Institute of Chicago, som er et kæmpemæssigt kunstmuseum. Et kunstmuseum, som åbnede bare 20 år efter, eller deromkring, efter at Chicago var lagt i ruiner, hele byen var brændt op, og så åbnede man et kunstmuseum, og det har udviklet sig siden. Og en meget, meget stor del af lige præcis Claude Monets kunst er at finde her. Her finder vi også malerier af Van Gogh, som vi selvfølgelig også ser rundt omkring i verden, også på British Museum og andre steder, kan man se den type malerier, men man har en meget, meget stor samling her i Chicago. Og jeg har fået lejlighed til at møde Paula Wisotsky, som er guide her på museet. Paula, there's one thing which I'm very impressed about. It is, you started this museum less than 150 years ago. At that time, there was nearly no town around the museum, but you started the museum, and this museum has played a very big role in the Impressionism and art in general, because you're situated right in the center of Chicago. What have you done which has made this museum so fantastic?
I would say that we really are the beneficiaries of a group of collectors working at the end of the 19th century who were thinking in terms of Chicago as a world-class city and building a collection that would have an impact on local inhabitants but also help to develop the reputation of the city.
When I'm looking around in the city, there's of course the architecture, which is fantastic with these buildings and so on. And then when you come from outside in this town, you come inside to this museum, it's as if the world is changing when you're getting in here. It is not only getting a little bit colder because it is air conditioned, that is very good because it's warm outside, but also because here you have a very, very calm atmosphere. You can walk around and you can see the art, and the art itself is very respected.
I agree completely. And we're fortunate to have a campus of multiple buildings that were constructed over more than a century. The earliest building on this site was built in 1893. The most recent building opened just 5 years ago. With care and planning and nurturing by the museum staff, we've been able to create an atmosphere that I agree is a very pleasant place to be and very respectful of the art.
And on a very prominent address, close to the Millennium Park and the Michigan Avenue. But tell me one more thing. I was just mentioning Monet because we made a travel radio program about that a few months ago. I was also mentioning Van Gogh. But please tell me some of the other well-known artists.
Well, you're absolutely right that the Impressionists and the Post-Impressionists are the bedrock of our collection and really the basis for our worldwide reputation. But we're also very fortunate to have a large and prestigious prints and drawings collection, which represents all periods across time and also all cultures. And in addition to that, we have built in the 20th century and into the 21st century important works from Europe and the United States. For example, we happen to be standing in a gallery where works are on display by Georgia O'Keeffe, one of the most important American artists, and just in the next gallery is one of the best-known American works, Grant Wood's American Gothic of 1930. So that speaks to the longevity of the museum and the ongoing project of building its collections.
I'm often very scared about people who don't know nothing about art, like me, for example, coming in from the street, and I'm coming into a museum, and I feel a little bit like this is not a place for me to be because there's nobody to guide me. What are the possibilities here? If you're coming in from the street because maybe you have heard this in the radio and you are inspired to go into the museum and say, okay, I better have to see it, and then you can see a lot of painting. Is there any way to be helped through the exhibition?
Absolutely. The museum offers a series of programs with living human beings like me at set times during the week when you can visit collections or special exhibitions with a guide. But in addition to that, we make a real effort to participate in the electronic age. And so there are opportunities to download podcasts on our website. You can look at tours and, again, download information from the website so that you can guide yourself through the museum. And then, all in all, the museum's curators work very hard to organize the museum in a way that's going to really let you just experience the art in a meaningful way as you walk through the galleries. So I think people shouldn't be afraid of just being in the museum and absorbing the ideas around them, but there are lots of other ways for us to encourage people to augment their experience.
What do you see as the greatest art object here in the museum?
Well, I would have to say that it's Georges Seurat's Sunday Afternoon at Grand Jatte, a painting that was completed in 1886. It's a painting by an artist who died young, who made relatively few works during his life, and it's considered by both the French and most people throughout the world as one of the most significant works that helps with the transition from Impressionism to Post-Impressionism. And so this museum, which has had the opportunity to have the painting in its collection since the mid-1920s, is very proud of that fact. Because it is considered such a significant work, it is never lent to other institutions, so you need to come here to Chicago in order to see it.
Og så er der jo ikke andet at gøre end at komme ud for at se på det maleri, for at opleve det største kunstværk, som ifølge Paula eksisterer her på det her museum. I kan selvfølgelig se billeder af det på rejseradioen.dk. Tak for snakken til Paula Wisotzki, som er doktor i kunsthistorie og tilknyttet Art Institute of Chicago. Jeg håber, indholdet kunne fange jer. Det bliver lidt for meget at oversætte det hele, men vi kan ganske kort fastslå, at det for menigmand som jeg selv er en storslået berigende oplevelse at besøge det store kunstmuseum og opleve de originale værker, skabt af nogle af verdens aller ypperste kunstnere. Hvis du vil se billeder og læse mere om bilturen på tværs af USA, såvel som besøget i Chicago, og finde gode links til for eksempel Art Institute of Chicago, så klik ind på rejseradioen.dk, altså rejseradioen.dk.